rule has been that considering the voter demographics of New Jersey, that a Democratic seat is a safe seat. What's that old saying, to every rule there is an exception? Well, that exception might be just happening in the race for U.S. Senate in New Jersey, where recent poll numbers are showing a much tighter than expected race between Senator Robert Menendez and his Republican challenger, Bob Hugin. Joining us now to review the results of a recent Stockton University poll on this race is the interim executive director of the William J. Hughes Center for Public Policy at Stockton University, Michael Klein. How are you today, Michael?
Hey, very good, Chris. Thanks for inviting me to join you. Appreciate it.
And we've linked directly to the website of the poll, but it's one of those long, elongated URLs, but it's a starting point to learn more about the polling institute and all anything to do with Stockton University at stockton.edu, and you can get the poll the long way around that way as well. Well, like I said in the intro, Michael, this wasn't supposed to be happening, was it?
It's unusual. Senator Menendez has been in office for a long time, and certainly in the U.S. Senate, the House of Representatives, and the state legislature. So he's quite a known quantity in New Jersey, and we are very much a blue state. But our poll that we released just this past Monday showed the senator ahead, but by only 2 points. And our margin of error is 4.25%. So it is quite a close race, according to our poll.
And you know, the here and now numbers of polls are certainly important, but I always thought that it's the trends that matter. And if you look at the trends from a variety of polls, it seems to be that the Menendez lead has been growing smaller and smaller and smaller the closer we get to Election Day.
It's a good observation. It's even hard to define, though, a trend for just this week. There were including our poll, there were four that came out. One of our colleague institutions, Fairleigh Dickinson University here in New Jersey, also declared the race at this point to be a statistical dead heat. But Quinnipiac, a very respected poll, has the senator ahead by 11. So, you know, with any poll is a snapshot in time, for sure. So the race is just going to continue to bear watching.
A couple of standouts in the breakdowns of the polls is how much has the unlikability of Menendez hurt Menendez versus the number who don't know enough about Hugin, which is the bigger cross for the individual candidate to carry right now?
Yeah, it's a really good question. According to our poll, Senator Menendez has got an upside-down favorable to unfavorable rating. 54% found him unfavorable. With Bob Hugin, the Republican, we were, of course, our poll is as fair as possible. So we asked if the profits that were gained from the profits of the cancer drugs he had as a pharmaceutical executive, if that was important to the voters, and they 51% said yes, that was an important factor for them as well.
Although on the flip side of that, though, in the question about the favorable unfavorable with Hugin, 41% said they don't know enough about him to think either way of him.
You know, 43% were unfamiliar with him. So the campaigns are going to be really important. It's really crunch time now between now and Election Day, and there's an awful lot of money in the ads on TV. And you can bet that that's how the candidates are going to try to get their message out. And not just the negative ads. I really do hope that there's more issue-based ads than just letting the voters know who these candidates are and what they stand for.
Yeah, it seems like lately the Menendez ads have been talking more about Hugin than Menendez.
And a lot focused on his time as a pharmaceutical executive, particularly with the price of some cancer drugs. And by the same token, the Hugin campaign has focused on the corruption trial that the senator faced.
So with Michael Klein, who is the interim executive director of the William J. Hughes Center for Public Policy at Stockton University, stockton.edu, is their website. Talking about the recent poll they did on the U.S. Senate race here in New Jersey, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Talk about that Menendez indictment. That seems to be playing a factor in the senator's negative ratings when you look at the responses as far as how important is that in a factor of whether or not someone is going to vote for Robert Menendez?
That's it. Yeah, again, with our poll, we asked a specific question if the issue of corruption was important for the voters in their decision-making, and that came in at a very high 49%.
Just as maybe And as support for that, we have a page on our website. We call it the download page. It's, you know, different documents that we talk about here on the show or things I get a hold of that I think are worthy of people's interest and attention. One of the documents I've had up there for quite some time, actually, since it first was issued, was the Menendez indictment document from the court hearings. That continues on a monthly basis to be one of the top three downloaded documents off of that page. So the interest and the long-term effect of that indictment seems to be a heavy weight for the senator.
That's really interesting to know about that from your work. I'll definitely take a look at that. But you're exactly right. It's the likability, the honesty, there's a familiar phrase in polling. You know, does the candidate reflect my values? That's a consistent question always asked in polls. That's what the voters are looking at.
And certainly, a candidate always wants to get one or two issues they can grab hold of, and maybe in a race like this that's so close, make that the tipping point in their favor. Problem with that is, if there's an important issue, as you pose the question, what is the one most important issue to you personally in this year's election? It's a long list of important issues for people. I mean, taxes is on the top, yeah. And a lot of the Democrats are thinking, well, control of the Senate and the House for the Democrats is important, but it's not a mandate with New Jersey voters. Taxes is number one, and control with the Democrats by the Democrats is number two, but it wasn't really mandate numbers for either one of those issues.
No, that's exactly right. We had as a top three issues, and it's interesting as the polling goes. If you ask the open-ended question, what's most important? The top three were taxes, health care, and immigration. When we asked specifically about some issues that we thought that voters might be thinking about, the top issue at 11% was having the Democrats have the majority in Congress.
And as you'll see, too, if you click on the link that I have set up for the poll in detail, again, it's a long list of priority issues. Surprisingly, property taxes only 3.5%. But then again, you wouldn't expect a federal politician to have much say over a state issue such as that. But it is a surprising, interesting poll. And some would probably say, too, troubling signs for the Menendez camp. It was performed on September 19th through the 27th. You can see all the mechanics as well. We put a link up over at our website for the poll so you can get to it specifically at the Stockton University website. And again, you can learn more at Stockton University at stockton.edu. We've been joined by the Interim Executive Director of the William J. Hughes Center for Public Policy at Stockton University, Michael Klein. Thanks for delivering very interesting insight into the U.S. Senate election for New Jersey. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thanks to you and your listeners for your interest. I have to give a shout out to John Frugian, my great colleague, who really is the director of the Polling Institute, and he worked very hard on this poll as he does on our local polls. So I really appreciate your time.